I got a little situation to discuss with you. It's weird and uncomfortable. I don't know how to handle this. So maybe you can give me some advice.
Oh, no.
So a really good friend of mine posts everything that she does on social media. So I'm very aware of where she goes and what she does at all times. And she went to some big weekend thing with her family, and there were like 15 people there, and not one of them was wearing a mask. And it wasn't just her immediate family, because she only has one kid. Her sister has two kids. So there should have been only those people there, but they had like friends and cousins and 15, maybe 20 people. They spent the whole weekend together. They were at like some, I don't know, some relative's house that had like a giant, people slept outside. I saw like camping going on. People were inside the house, barbecues. They played games. They were in a pool. Look, they had a great weekend. I'm happy for them. But there was like 15, 20 of them, not one mask. Okay. It's her birthday this week. And she said to me, let's go out for dinner. Let's do something. Like, we can go out. We can go meet up. I don't want to be around her because she was just around 15, 20 people with no masks on. So do I tell her that? Do I say, listen, I just don't feel comfortable because you just spent a bunch of time with a bunch of people with no masks and I'm not going to, you know, sorry. Do I go and wear my own mask? So what do I say? But do I say to her, listen, I don't feel comfortable because you just spent time with 20 people with no masks on? Do I say, oh, I'm busy, you know, next time? What? How do I handle this? How do I say to my friend, I don't want to hang out with you?
Yeah, you just got to say you're busy. And which she should know is a lie because you're busy doing nothing.
What am I busy doing?
You haven't done anything since March. So for you to say you're busy, but you got to come up with something. You got to say, you know, I'm helping my mom move that weekend or that day.
Okay, so I shouldn't address it. I shouldn't say, listen,
no,
I love you. You're my friend.
No.
I'd love to see you, but I don't feel comfortable because you just spent the week with 20 people with no masks on.
No, because then you're the wacky friend who won't come near me because you believe all the hype.
Why am I wacky?
Because you're not going to come near me because you watch the news and you believe all the hype. I don't know.
It's not. Here's the funny thing about people saying hype. You know, they all assume that it's to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. So let me get this straight. So the Sudan and Europe and Brazil, Venezuela, they're all conspiring. Like, oh, we got all these other countries. All these other countries really care about American politics, that they are willing to be in on this crazy hoax.
But no, you don't want to be that friend. You don't want to be that friend that says, no, I'm not going to come near you, because you're going to be the only friend that says that.
You think?
Yeah. All four other friends are going to show up.
We'll see. I'm going to look. I'll look on social media. I'll know by Saturday who showed up.
You got to lie. Get out of it.
Okay.
Don't go near. I mean, if you believe so strongly, and you still believe so strongly that you don't even get food delivered to your house.
No, I go get my own food because I don't want a delivery person coming here.
Right. So there's no way that you can go out.
I'll tell her I'm sick. I'll tell her I have COVID.
But if you still want me to come, I can come, but I got the COVID.
Right.